Suzanne and George with you this morning, talking food, people and places, getting in the mood for the weekend and the summer as well. We've got Laura from Explorer here, and she's going to be giving explorers tips on getting active and things to do over the summer months. Keeping cool, lots of waters involved in Explorer's articles there. We're looking forward to finding out more about that. Also, the Ultimate UAE Explorer Guide. This is a new book. We all know about the Explorer Guides, but this is the ultimate one, so we're going to find out about that also. And from you too this morning, we're asking you, what's top of your UAE bucket list? What's that thing that you've always wanted to do but you haven't got round to it yet? Somebody here saying get fast enough to do the coast to coast cycling, I think, but they've had three major surgeries since July 2010, so that's not helping. But yeah, we wish you well with that, and do stay safe. But yeah, what a great idea though, great thing to do. You were talking about biking earlier, and yeah, nice way when the weather's a bit cooler.
So that's from one coast to the other across the peninsula. What a long way.
And also here, where can adults and young children aged 12 and 9 do paddle boarding here in the summer?
There are plenty of places that you guys can go and do that. My favourite place to do water sports in the UAE is a brand new water sports centre called Watercooled Dubai. Now this place it's actually a British company. All of the staff, all of the guys there, they're all from the UK, and they've been brought over. They are specialist instructors in all of water sports, from wakeboarding to an activity called zapcatting, paddleboarding, kite surfing, you name it, they've got it down at this centre. And it's at the Jebel Ali Golf Resort and Spa, which is not far at all. People think it's quite, you know, people think it's a bit of a journey. It takes me 15 minutes from JLT, so it's very easy to get down there. Now go down there with or without kids, it's fantastic. They've got stand up paddle boarding there. The guys ask for Jake, and Jake will teach you how to do stand up paddle boarding. The prices are around about 100-150, I think, for including a lesson in doing it. And you can basically jump on the board, and they'll teach you all how to paddle your way out into the water and back again. And if you're lucky, they might even teach you a bit of yoga moves when you're out there. So it's a lot of fun. The water out there is incredibly flat, perfect for wakeboarding, and it's currently the place that I'm going to every weekend.
Tell me exactly what is paddleboarding. I've never heard of this.
Oh, sorry. So it's stand-up paddleboarding, or SUP for those in the know. And it's basically it's a hybrid. It was a mix. You know, surfers, it came about from the French Polynesia. A lot of people, you know, a lot of fishermen back in, you know, the days of yore, they would stand on planks of wood, and they would fish on these long planks of wood. And then, you know, when they were coming back onto shore, they would ride the wave on their very long, you know, boards that they've created and come back into the water. And they thought, hey, this is pretty fun. And that's how surfing, and then that's how
just
surfing,
like that.
Well, they probably, you know, said it in a much more authentic accent. And then that's how surfing came about. And then stand-up paddleboarding, transpired, because when the waves aren't there, then, you know, they still want to kind of get out on the water. Mm. So this was a great way of kind of still keeping fit, because it's an awesome core workout, but it's still a great way to get.
So you just lie on the board, do you?
No, you stand on the back. Stand on the board.
You stand on it,
and you have an oar, and you are paddling out to the water. Now, if you've got a few waves, it's an awesome way to catch some waves, and it's a hybrid of kind of longboarding with
Suzanne,
kayaking.
You and me.
Okay,
tomorrow.
All right. Okay,
do it. There's loads of places.
Is that before we go to the Rivington?
after. Come on.
I think it should be before. Should definitely be before. So that's Watercooled Dubai at the Jebel Ali Golf Resort and Spa. You've also got some other great places to try stand-up paddleboarding. Would be, if you're in Abu Dhabi, they've got the Abu Dhabi Stand-Up Paddle Club, which is abudhabisup.com. And then there's also the Surf Dubai here. So they also rent out surfboards up on the open beach.
Fantastic. Good stuff. So tell me about the Ultimate UAE Explorer Guide.
Well, you're probably, you know, I'm sure you're wondering how I know all of this information off the bat. Yes, I love doing water sports, but we have just created this guidebook for everybody who wants to do everything other than a brunch in the UAE. We've obviously, you know, I've been coming on here for many, many months talking about this Ultimate Explorer competition.
Yes, yeah.
This culminated in April. We found our winner. We had to put him through rigorous tests, rigorous activities, endurance tests. He had to run up dunes. He had to paddle his way. He had to stand up paddleboard race. We had 15,000 people apply for a roving reporter for Explorer to enjoy and experience a week for an entire year for free. And on top of that, he's got an apartment for free, a car for free, 50,000 dirhams to spend at Adventure HQ, flights to New York and England.
And how is he doing? How is his life at the moment?
It's envious. I mean, I have a great life, but wow, this guy's living for free. And when we sat him down, we said to him, you know, give us your wish list. Tell us what it is that you want to do in the UAE. And when we sat down and we were looking at his wish list, we thought, my goodness, I wonder if this is everybody else's wish list. So that is exactly what we've done. I mean, Explorer are known for our off-road guides, the Oman, the UAE off-road guide. We are known for our underwater guides, you know, climbing and trekking. What we've done is decided to create one ultimate guidebook that will give someone who is just dying to get out of the UAE to do more than a brunch, to do more than, you know, the cinema even, just to get out and explore what the UAE and Oman has to offer. And that is what is inside this book.
I think that's fantastic. And that's what everyone says about Dubai. You can't do this, you can't do that, you know, it's too hot. I've explored a lot in the last year myself, started to dive as my paddy this year.
Perfect.
I've been off-roading. And I think once you start to think about it and look around, you can even Google it, you know, it's all there. There's so much to do.
There is just so much to do. Just to give you an insight of what's going to be in the book, Suzanne, we have an off-roading section. We have got where to camp, exact locations. If you don't want to camp, you want to glamp, we've got glamping locations. You know,
brilliant.
So for those people who are just a little bit nervous, so we've got some really luxury five-star places that you can go and really enjoy, you know, being out in the desert, but in a little luxurious way. We've got mountain biking and cycling. Okay, we know that there's endurance races. The triathletes are out in the desert doing their thing. But what about leisurely cycles? When the water, when the weather is nice, where can we just go out for a nice bike ride? Where we've got routes for you. If you want to go diving, we've got underwater a guide of where to go, what you're going to see. We've got, obviously, the water sports section. I've just mentioned a few. We have a whole double-page spread. So for your listener who was asking, we've got plenty. We've got double-page spread on just paddleboarding, where to do it, how much it costs, where are the best places to go, where to buy your own paddleboard if you want it. So this guidebook, it will have everything.
It's fully comprehensive.
Yeah. Has it been released yet?
No. it's going to be released just before Ramadan. So keep an eye out on askexplorer.com /shop, and you'll start seeing, but you will see when it's published. We've just finished it. It's off being published right now, and so we will be getting it just before the summer.
So it'll be hot off the press when you bring
hot
it in here next time.
For sure.
Fantastic. That's so good. I mean, it's just what you need, really, to kind of discover more of the Emirates, because we get used to what we know. And that's this whole idea of the bucket list, you know, just thinking, actually, oh yeah, like you say, my life's good. I have a good time. I do quite a lot of things. But actually, what have I never done? What else is there for me to do? Now, you've started diving, George. So for you, what's been the best experience so far diving? If somebody was thinking about diving but maybe not sure about it.
The sense of calm. I mean, apart from the stuff you see, and you see turtles, and particularly actually off the coast of Fujairah, you see fantastic sea life, you know, all sorts of lionfish and trumpet fish.
Was this Snoopy Island did you go to?
No, I actually went a bit further up towards Musandam.
Oh, okay, right.
Well, I did a couple of dives. I did do a dive near Snoopy Island as well. But so you do see all of that and you expect that. But for me, and you know, I've sort of had an anxiety-ridden past in some ways. So for me, I was a little bit unsure about diving because you'd think, oh, it's claustrophobic. But the beautiful thing is it's so peaceful. You can't talk. And your buoyancy buoyancy actually is the most important thing in diving. You've got to be buoyant, and you wear your weights, and you've got your BCD, and you've got the right amount of air in that. And even when you breathe in, you just float slightly. And when you breathe out, you come down slightly.
Nice.
And so by breathing, I mean, that in itself is relaxing, just by controlling your breath, or even not even thinking about controlling it, but just by being natural and breathing underwater, you float, and it's like being in space. I think it's the nearest thing on Earth, really, to being in space.
And it's a fabulous activity that everybody can get involved in. Even children around about the age of 10, you can actually learn how to scuba dive at that age. And there are a lot of places around the UAE that will you know, teach kids how to do this. You know, a lot of adults, a lot of parents are really into scuba diving, but they want to know how they can get their kids involved. And there are plenty of courses for young kids. There's one called the Bubble Maker, one called the Seals, and you will learn how to float and hold your breath underwater. Mm-hmm. But then you slowly move into carrying, you know, smaller sized tanks. It's fabulous. It's a fabulous way to get the whole family involved. Yeah.
Camille says on her bucket list is to have my feet cleaned by the fish at Wild Wadi, camping in the desert, and to visit Maidan Stables. Keep your messages coming in. What's top of your UAE bucket list? We'd like to hear from you. When we come back, we'll be talking a bit more about water and keeping cool this summer.